these plant-based alternatives, and I think people will always want meat, and lab-grown meat, I think, is the future of that. A sustainable way of still producing meat, the real burger, the real steak, without having to slaughter the animal and without having to use all the water that it takes to produce meat. I think.
But how could you say the real steak?
It's 100% real. It's made with the same cells.
But this could be a sticky area, you know, philosophically, of what is the essence of a steak? Is it the cow, or is it the cut of meat? Is it the cell?
I think it's the cut of meat, and the type of meat, the fat, the all these things that go into it. Right now, the one company that I've done my research in, the only company to be selling lab-grown meat anywhere in restaurants, it's a company called Eat Just. And in December 2020, its lab-grown chicken became the first lab-grown meat to receive regulatory approval in Singapore. And it served in a restaurant in Singapore called 1880, where you can order lab-grown chicken breast.
Thanks. We gotta go all the way there to try this.
Well, it will be approved, I think, here someday, and I honestly think it is the future. But in terms of the United States, from the research I've done at least, is that there is no regulatory framework even about lab-grown meat, because it hasn't really been a thing, you know, and they don't know how to regulate it yet. So they're still working around that.
I think I'm getting caught up on something that's kind of minute, but you said something about fat. Are you insinuating that they are printing fat into these steaks to make
They're not
it off
printing.
Them?
They're growing.
Okay. Fundamental misunderstanding here.
It's not coming out of a printer.
All right. So I saw something different, that it was like a bean paste coming out of a printer, making something that looked like meat. That's not this. That's not what you're talking about.
No, no, no. So the meat is grown in a bioreactor in a fluid of amino acids, sugar, and salt.
Mm.
It's like, think of like, I guess, The Matrix. You know when Neo wakes up in that goo?
The goo pod?
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing. Just think of it like a human growing in a goo pod, but instead it's just like a chicken breast.
Okay. But so this could... This could be an organ transplant thing, right? Or am I getting ahead of us?
No, I think you're right. Right now, we've only thought about consumption of food, but I think it could be an organ thing in the future, and I think it's already like been done. Let me Google it right now. Let me see.
Lab I know grown. They grew an ear on a mouse's back.
So. Yeah, I have seen that. In an article I'm on right now, how far are we from lab-grown organs? I can't... hold on. Let me get a brief summary. Yeah, I think it's a lot more complex than growing, like, meat. Just, like, some flesh to eat. To grow an intricate organ. But I think it will be done, honestly. I see it happening within the next 10 years, to be honest.
Wow.
But yeah, lab-grown meat, I would 100% eat it, like, in a heartbeat. Would you?
Okay, so when we were initially talking about this, I definitely misunderstood what you were talking about. I think I would.
Interesting also is that the original cell line that they get to grow the meat, no animals slaughtered in the process of getting that cell line even.
How is it like the cells from a live cow or something?
Well, right now all they do is chicken, this company.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think it's just like probably like a small cut from them or something like that. But they're not slaughtered, and there's no, like, apparently animal mistreatment or anything.
Very kind vibes. Well, that's good. I mean, I really only, I really mainly enjoy chicken, so this is good by me. I would probably try out this chicken. The only thing is, I'm vegetarian now, going on 1 week of vegetarianism, so I don't know if this qualifies as, like, would a vegetarian be able to eat this meat?
That's my next question for you. Would you eat the meat?
Like, a week previous, like, I would say yes, if it was put in front of me and you told me, you know, this was grown in a lab. I already eat at McDonald's probably like once a month or something, so it's not like I care that much about where my chicken's coming from. But now the purpose of my vegetarianism is mainly environmental. So,
and what if it was 100% environmentally friendly? Like, from what I've read, there's like barely any water used to grow it.
It's hard to say no, because chicken is pretty dank.
I do wonder what people would say, like people that are vegetarian or vegan, in terms of eating lab grown meat. If anyone listening right now is vegetarian or vegan, let me know what you think. Send me a DM on Instagram if you'd like. And if you're actually listening, I know you are, Yabuno, but if anyone else is, you're more than welcome to message me on Instagram. My username is the @ and then, well, that's not in my username, but that's what you have to formally put before your username. Z, or Z, for those that use the letter Z. Z, E, 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 K, I, F. That is my username on Instagram. So if you have any thoughts on this lab-grown meat situation, please shoot me a DM, and I'll acknowledge it on our next show next week.
I can't wait to hear. It might just make a vegan's head explode, because as it is, my mind is reeling, and I've only been in this for a week, so this is a little difficult to process.
Certainly.
To be clear, your username is Z4E's. K-I-F.
Yes.
You heard it, folks.
That's all I really got to say right now. Chris, do you got anything more to say on this talking segment of our show?
Yeah, I commend the vegans. I didn't mean to say anything disparaging about them. I don't think I could do that yet, because... honestly, the only thing keeping me alive right now, I think, is eggs. And if I couldn't have an egg or milk, ugh, things would be bad. So, respect to the vegans.
Oat milk is pretty solid. Respect to the vegetarians.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like it's better than regular milk.
Yeah, and it makes more sense to me than almond milk. Or, like, soy milk. Because it just, like, like, oats and milk already went together really well. So, like, yeah. The taste of oats is, like, is milky in a way, but better. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you. Well, I guess let's get back into the music then. It's currently 5, almost 10 in the morning. We're about an hour and 10 minutes into our show. We got a nice... almost hour left. That's about it for now. I'm going to play 2 songs off of a little boy band project that some friends and I, who are usually on this show, we made over the summer. It's pretty silly. It's pretty shit for some. I enjoy it. It's fun to listen to. So, yeah. That's all I really got to say. Enjoy the songs.
France song. Hey. 4 a.m. and I'm laying awake. Must just be cause I'm thinking about something. Can't stop thinking about making a cake. Maybe I'm thinking about nothing. 24/7 perpetually fake. I've been smoking too much blunts and shit. You know I got bills to pay. I keep raps coming in and then I be on the rise. And my bitch on my side, and then I do it live. I'm throwing hundreds by the tens. Your girl wanna jive, but I tell her you're my friend. But I tell her you're my friend.
Bottles of vino, we shop the Valentino. Fuck with a stop on my dimes. I'm sipping vino with stars. I'm sipping vino, I'm looking at stars. Fuck, I'm in the bar, they got the stars. I'm in the star. Stars, never gonna stop. We gotta start. I gotta drive and drive and drive. Call me a Gosling. Fuck with a Dazzler. No, call me a Gosling.
Hey,
fuck with a Dazzler.
4 a.m. and I'm laying awake. Must just be cause I'm thinking about something. Can't stop thinking about making a cake. Maybe I'm thinking about nothing. 24/7 perpetually fake. I be smoking too much blunts and shit. You know I got bills to pay. I keep raps coming in and then I be on the rise. And my bitch on my side and then I do it live. I'm throwing hundreds by the tens. Your girl wanna jive, but I tell her you're my friend. But I tell her you're my friend.
Développement exponentiel d'un monde tertiaire. Ce qu'autrefois se faisait en plusieurs jours, mois, années, se fait aujourd'hui en 22 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. 22 minutes, 22 minutes.
Faire une chanson avec ses potos, se déplacer sur sa moto, manger de la viande sans le boulot, crois-moi, tout ça c'est devenu rétro. Aujourd'hui, on ne réalise plus ce que nos anciens, au jour le jour, avaient vécu. Mères comme leur père, fort pour l'hiver. Leur survie dépendait de leurs morceaux de terre. Aujourd'hui, on est tous des bâtards. Tout ce qui me passe par la tête, c'est forniquer le soir. On fait du cash, le cul dans le canapé. En 22 minutes, on fait le tour de la vie de nos padres. 22 minutes, not enough time to spend in Montreal. Now I'm looking back at the hard time, so I can't look for it at all. I'm waiting for, waiting for, waiting for the gate to open. I'm waiting for, waiting for, waiting for the pain to open.
Pendant 22 minutes, Jackson produce le beat. Pendant 22 minutes, je suis assis, j'écris. Et dans 22 minutes, on grimpera au ciel. Pendant 22 minutes, je fumais le miel. Je te jure que ça va te faire rire. Je te jure que dans 22 minutes, je suis parti. Come on, baby, montre-moi ton potentiel. Come on, baby, montre-moi comme tu peux partir. Come on, baby, notre exponentiel. Come on, baby, je te jure que ça va partir. Je fume le hache, on fume le gazon. Je fais la pêche et je fais la troll. Je fais la pose et je fais la tea. Yeah, bitches, Jackson on the beat. Hey, hey.
22 minutes, not enough time to spend in Montreal. Now I'm looking back at the hard time, so I can't look for it at all.
Time is a human construct, isn't that weird? Yeah, it's fucked up. What the fuck is 22 minutes? Another planet.
My homie bought a pack of banana backwoods.
Turn me up.
For $300.
Not my voice, but my headphones.
I'm still wondering if he smoked them or not. That's an expensive blunt.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only like five in a pack.
Give your bitch some banana, fuck her in the backwood. Anna has some bandana, eat me like some good food. Fucked at Ikea, fucked at my Kia, half Chinese, as Akira, half Latina, like Shakira, met her at Ikea. Fucked in the office supplies, fucked in the Bedouin size. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Met your girl at Area 51, she an alien. Kangaroo jumping on me, she Australian. Smoking a few diesel aloud, inhale, exhale, let it out. She asked me, honey, are you down? Look at her ass in that gown. She done got me hanging upside down, smile looking like a frown.
If you want a lot of cigarettes, I have a friend who sells cartons.
Smile looking like a frown,
get you
yeah.
Some good Marlboros or Camels.
There's only five blunts in the pack, but there's Molly in the kitchen and your bitches on my lap. And I'm lost all in Ikea, cause the maze needs a map. But I got your girl right here, and she's shopping for a lamp. Got Corona on my mind, I got Coronas in the fridge. Yeah, it's always a good time when I'm hanging with your bitch. And it's always a good time, Swedish meatballs in this bitch. Yeah, yeah, facial recognition is fucked up, yeah. Cameras everywhere like it is in sus, yeah. Smoking with your girl, she give me a buzz, yeah. Token on the blunt, it feels like I'm in the sun a lot. It is just the IKEA fucking parking lot. Tell me where we go from here. Tell me where we go from here. Tell me where we go from here. Swedish meatballs in this bitch.
Fucked at Ikea, fucked at my Kia, half Chinese, as Akira, half Latina, like Shakira, met her at Ikea. Fucked in the office supplies, fucked in the Bedouin size. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Met your girl at Area 51, she an alien. Kangaroo jumping on me, she Australian. Smoking a few G's of the loud, inhale, exhale, let it out. She asked me, honey, are you down? Look at her ass in that gown.
Got it, you know, got a broken phone, you need to fix it. Or you need some cigarettes, you still gotta hit up. Shout out to David.
It's okay, it's alright,
super good.
I'ma need your help with this one.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah.
get us paid. Yeah, we grow, cause there's rain. Yeah, we work,
and we strain,
and we strain.
Just to cope,
just to cope. And maintain.
But what?
But what about when we go right up our motherfucking mind? Cause we've been looking for a long time, but we can't seem to find a silver lining in our suffering. Made a iron, but I see a little rust again. Made a promise to my mama a long time ago that she wouldn't have to die suffering. Bought a nine in a gauge like a renegade, then I get a nine to the homie while he hustling. But the Mars burst in hibernation. In case a nigga wanna lose his patience. I'm not a dumb nigga, keep a little something. Nigga, air a nigga out, I think he needs some ventilation. But when it's all said and done, we face them fears and all. Never run, replace them tears with power at the sun, yeah. And even when life ain't fair, it's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. The devil been busy, I hear voices, convoluting solutions and clear choices. See my little blurry, my ears hear noises, my fuse getting shorter, that nigga Earl Boykins. How I'm supposed to rhyme, I take his own empty. Gotta recover strong like young MB. Why do we love to struggle on the fence between living our dreams and living alone simply? Even the right decisions come with consequences. Look in the mirror, you see your competition. It's getting clearer, it's me, I got to fix. It's me, my opposition. Ain't no solution to the algorithm. I run this shit like niggas out to get them. They can say what they want, I forgive them. Then tell them it's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's alright. It's okay. It's alright.
You could try what's the use. It don't matter what you do. You can't run from the truth. Super good running loose. You could try what's the use. It don't matter what you do. You can't run from the truth. Super good running loose. It's alright.
It's okay.
It's alright.
Keep it 100, I be feeling like who? Who? Nobody. These niggas finally understand when I land, I'm the man. Fuck you thought this was, nigga, from Japan to the land. Suckers know what's up, nigga, I'm praying they overstand me. Every kid need a hero, I'm trying to be Uncle Stanley. R.I.P., all I see is concrete. Burn rubber glass, splattered on the concrete. I heard love of lives matter, so when hearts leak. Blood dripping live patterns, so my ink writing red. When it's splatter, don't flatter me, nigga. Save your compliments. Already know that my flow is bomb and shit. We could toast to our old accomplishments, but I'd rather coast, move forward, and talk my shit. They told me, eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. There's one queen and a few brothers, the last supper. Keep it 100, I be feeling like Campbell's soup over white rice. Baked chicken with the skin on. Lowry's with black pepper, I'm fully seasoned with half the effort as my nigga Mash boy I've been on. I'm a pit with a bunch of labs in the kennel. Papa Sticks used to pour it back till he went on. Drop a fifth and reach in the bag, a nigga pull out a sack to relax and pass the blunt like communion. I know we friends, but nigga Jesus was homies with Judas. Don't be the nigga looking at your homeboy like, how could you do this? Smile on your face, then as soon as you walk away, you wishing you ruined. Now you're looking foolish, but still you saying, eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Saying, eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner. Eat smoke, take your time, it's a long dinner.
Selector, that one are gone internationally. What up, Bob? God, man. We're Hobo Johnson Lovemakers. We're a couple kids, five, I guess, that like to make a little bit of love, like to make a little bit of music. Look at that. That's a desk. Just kidding, Bob. It's a table. I don't care about rules. Hi. What's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love? If so, a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty. Though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder, so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man, I really love being loved, but I also really love not crying on the... We should go get a cup of coffee and I'll act friendly. And I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a freaking stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to tell you real quick, please. I love these scones. Just the diversity between the selection, the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, pumpkin, even, which is basically a fucking squash. How are you gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash? It blows my mind. Oh, man. But what are you talking about? I'm so sorry to interrupt. Oh yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? What was he talking about? Oh my God, that's crazy. What do I think? Let me think about it. He was being mean at that time. But I'm sure he's gonna turn around at some point. And? I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man, I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the phone, man. I felt the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. I don't know. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, uh-huh. It's so great that you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hoa Johnson. I'm a rapper. I'm actually not a rapper. I like to say I'm a musician. I play guitar sometimes too, just not as good as Derek. It doesn't matter, but she is like the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life, and I'm sure you know because you sleep next to her every night, and you guys would probably cuddle and kiss or whatever. But she, you know, she's just so sweet, and she cared about me a lot when no one else cared about me, and I think that's really nice. You know, she's just a peach. She's a peach. Scone. She's a peach scone, Bob. And I love the thought of being with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, man. They say it takes 2 years to come back down to earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. I heard it's so nice. Good for you. I'm glad. And if you find someone that really loves you for who you are, keep being with them, man. Because that's what matters in this life, Bob. Thank you.
My honey likes the sunshine on her face. I wish that I could blow the clouds away, but I don't have the lungs big enough today, not even for goodbye. And she wants to fly. For, oh,
stayed up in Pali. I lived in Crowley Town, needing me to get you from your mother's house. Baby, I'll be there too. Put on your lavender perfume in a nice dress. Girl, I hope you like this. Midnight black on the outside. Inside, you and I leather last. Fell deep in a romance way back in the day. We did. Midnight black on the outside. Inside, you and I leather last. Fell deep in a romance in the backseat we did. Selling up the highway, you smoke with the windows down, reflection in the rearview, fading lights in town. I know you can't stay too late. I'll have you home in time. Let's find a place of silence beyond the county line. Midnight black on the outside. Inside, you and I leather and I skin. Fell deep in a romance way back when we did. Outside, inside, you and I leather and I skin. Fell deep in a romance in the backseat we did. We did. Midnight black on the outside. Inside, you and I leather and I skin. Fell deep in a romance in the backseat we did. We did. Midnight black on the outside. Inside, you and I leather and I skin. Fell deep in a romance in the backseat we did. We did. Black on the outside. Midnight black on the outside. I remember how it was back then. We were just young ones. And on that night, you said you love me softly. With the haze on the window,
I had to borrow my mama's car that night. To come and scoop you. This was some good fun. We had a great time. Now.
So if you hear this, let me know. Oh, maybe we can go again. Oh yeah.
Hope you feel my love when I'm not around.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 4:54 in the morning. Oh no, it's not 4:54. I'm sorry, it's 5:54. Excuse me. We're approaching 6. It's time to wake up.
And, get up and get out.
Get up and get out and get on with your day. I don't really have much to say on this closing segment because I want to leave some space for our final song, which is about 5 minutes. And I think we should do it justice.
Yeah.
Chris, you can announce what we're playing and why we're playing it, and then we should sign off.
Sure, yeah. We're going to play Digital Love by Daft Punk, the iconic French duo, French mass duo that is now broken up after 28 years. We weren't around for the beginning, but that I think they still definitely really affected music in our lives. And it's pretty sad to know that neither of us are going to get to see them live ever. So
maybe one day. You never know, honestly. You know, people break up all the time.
That's true.
And get back together. It's the cycle of relationships sometimes.
True.
But if they don't, they did a real great job at what they did. And inspired many. Touched the hearts of many.
Damn straight. And on their own terms. Masked. Hey, they were ahead of the curve, man, with the masks.
This is true.
Respect.
Let's give it up for them then. Here's Digital Love by Daft Punk. We're changing it up. You know, we're not playing the usual Herb Albert exit that we usually play, given that we have to do Daft Punk some justice. So here it is. Thanks for listening to our show. It's CKUT 90.3 FM. This was William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. And we'll be back next week. Have a great morning.
than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The production Nuit d'Afrique and TD Bank Group are proud to present a musical encounter between Africa and First Nation, Ming Mafrika, Jelly Tapa, and Anash Need on the stage of the National and broadcast live on the Nuit d'Afrique Facebook page Friday, February 26 at 8 p.m. More information on productionnuitdafrique.com.
California's a brand new